And now for something completely different. Come on,
feel the noise. I want to rock.
Let's get the rock out of here.
Damn straight!
Are you ready to rock?
You know who I am?
Who are you?
Your DJ for this evening.
One night in one American city. Multiply that by hundreds of cities and what have you got? A country where culture means pornography and slasher films. Where ethics means payoffs, graft, insider trading. Where integrity means lying, whoring, and intoxication. This country is in deep trouble, people. This country is rotten to the core, and somebody better do something about it. Open your mouth and tell them what we're going to do about the mess this country's in. Talk radio. It's the last neighborhood in town. People just don't talk to each other anymore.
This is the best of the Brad Wesmar Show.
First of all, first and foremost, I want to give us our formal greetings. I am again Brad Wesmar.
Do you even listen to yourself when you talk?
And then that guy back there in the Batcave, his name is Batman.
I love this job more than I love taffy.
And then the guy right across from me here, Mr. Jared Afkar.
Afkar is very, very sensitive.
Aw. I'm touched.
And seriously, again, Jared, it's great to have you here. I know that you had to dig your way out, and it's nice of you to be so committed.
Or need to be so committed.
Well, you know, it's like I was telling you before the show, you know, your wife was acting kind of strange because she was sending me messages on Facebook saying, do you need him tonight? And, you know,
she wasn't whining about it.
No, I know. But you understand what it's like when you see messages like that. You and I know each other for the most part when it comes to emails. I mean, I know what the tone is usually, you know, but when you don't, and your wife's usually pretty sassy with me.
Oh yeah. So she's like that.
Yeah. And that's fine. But then when you're reading messages and it's like, well, do you need him tonight? You know, I know he's going to be sore from shoveling for 2 hours. And I'm like, he knows where I stand. Whatever he needs to do, he needs to do. And then she messaged me back again and says, well, you know, just let us know what you decide. I'm just trying to plan dinner. And I'm like, what I decide? It's not my choice whether Jared comes or not.
You're sure about that?
What do you mean?
Because you swing a big stick.
I do swing a big stick. I've been told that many times, not by the right people, but I've been told that many times.
Right.
And the truth of the matter is, I was serious when I told you. I said, let's not worry about it right now. And if you're not there, you're not there, and I'll make do. Because let's be quite honest, the stuff that we're doing tonight, I mean, no offense, but I haven't really given you a lot of homework for tonight. So I could probably handle this show by myself.
Are you saying I didn't need to be here anyway?
No. I'm glad you're here. Because without you, I'm talking to the wall, you know? I mean, it's great to have Batman here, but he's back there running the controls and making sure we sound okay. And I don't want to take his attention away from what he needs to be doing. But bottom line, I do appreciate you being here because you are my sounding board. So
I'm glad I'm something.
Thank you very much. Now, remember that I said this here in a few minutes when I play a special little thing for you. First of all, weather. Real quick, if you've been following me on Twitter the last couple of days, you know my feelings about this winter weather. And I want to make one thing perfectly clear. I don't have a problem with people that don't have four-wheel drive. I don't have a problem with people that don't like to drive in the snow and really are dangerous when they get out in the snow. Batman might be one of them. No, you're okay in the snow? Okay, that's good. He just doesn't like it, and that's fair. But my biggest problem lies, number one, with the media. And the media had turned this thing into the storm of the century before one snowflake even came. Agreed? I read on the screen on one of our local TV stations the term Blizzard 2011 before any snow had even come down on Tuesday morning. I understand. Up to a point, you want to warn somebody about a tornado coming, but this is snow. How much do you really have to prepare for when it snows? This snowstorm, I will admit, hey, it hit us pretty good yesterday, okay? It was not a fun drive home.
Though not quite as bad as they had initially predicted.
I don't think so. We got about 11 to 12 inches or so.
They said 12 to 16.
Yeah, exactly. This snowstorm was nothing compared to what it could have been, and here's why. First of all, it's melting in the streets already this afternoon.
Right.
Secondly, what if the sun would not have come out? What if the wind would have blown for 30 or 40 miles an hour all day long? What if it would have continued to snow off and on? What kind of a day would today have been? Today would have been another horrible, miserable day. And it would have warranted businesses not opening and people not making it to work. But you know what? We had 2/3 of our staff there today. And I'm going to give Jarrett credit. he has a situation where, first of all, his drive is 45 minutes. It's not a pleasant drive sometimes, even when it's nice outside. And he has the ability to work from home. And he's been home for the last 2 days working. And that's fine. That's cool. I understand that. I'm not knocking you for that.
Oh.
No, I'm really, I give you friendly crap about it. But you know, that's not the problem. The problem is the pussification of America in two regards. First of all, you've got the media making a big deal out of something that really was not this big of a deal 25, 30 years ago when I was growing up. And granted, I grew up 4 hours north of here. But this is not the South, okay, Kansas City? You're not the South. You're still the Midwest. You still get snow. You still get cold temperatures. So stop thinking that you're immune to snow in the winter, because you're not.
Well, you know, I was going to say it was actually worse to the South from what I understand. In fact, you know, my family in Oklahoma got hammered far worse than we did. And it was colder in Oklahoma City than it was in where we were.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if part of the problem was that you had the National Weather Service issue the huge warning, and then you had the National Guard get activated by the governor. But the thing is, they probably needed it for the South, where they got it worse than we did. And then the news came, trickled up here, and the media probably blew that out of proportion, thinking that we'd have like tanks rolling around the street, digging people out.
Yeah, state of emergency, words like paralyzed, and all these things going on.
Right. And there were probably parts of the state that were that bad, but I don't know that it was that bad here. Sure, I just didn't go out. The evil plow bastard dumps a mound of snow in front of my house, and
hey, if you don't have to, I can't blame you for that at all. I really, really can't. And like I said, the media sensationalization of this entire thing really, really irks me. I saw a guy on Twitter who works for one of our stations here in Kansas City make a big to-do about how the staff and the camera crews and everything haven't slept and haven't been home for 24 hours this morning at 6. Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, it's the same thing where, like, they have to do that dorky thing where they say, we have news to report from the Sprint campus, and they have someone out there, even though the Sprint campus isn't even open yet.
Yeah.
Like, at 5 in the morning.
Yeah. Why?
Is it more relevant because you have some poor knob standing out in the cold?
Exactly. Exactly.
We can look out and see what the weather's doing.
And by the way, it wasn't snowing last night at 10 o'clock when I went to bed.
I think it sputtered a bit off and on throughout the night.
Yeah.
I caught it at, like, 11. It was still sprinkling. But, you know, it's so windy, too. It's hard to tell what's actually snowing,
right,
what's just blowing around.
Right. So, I mean, there were names for this storm online. On Twitter, you know, the Blizzard of Oz, Snow MG, instead of OMG, oh my God, it's Snow My God.
Oh,
okay.
Nice.
Snowpocalypse. Thank you. And my favorite, Snotorious B.I.G. I just call it the pussification of America. But, you know, here's the other problem that I have with it. Okay. Aside from the sensationalization, people take that and they run with it. And it's not just a certain type of people. There's the one type of people that look for every reason in the world to not have to go to work. And maybe even get paid for it.
Yeah.
And those people are taking advantage of this entire thing. And my big thing was, okay, if you don't go to work on Tuesday before the snow even starts, because it's coming, what's your excuse going to be on Wednesday? Well, I'm snowed in.
Right.
What are we teaching our young generations? And I am serious when I say that. You don't have to look at me when I'm 65 years old and ask me what happened to the work ethic in America. Because it's going right down the toilet. And it starts... One of my heroes said it. Adam Carolla had said it. It all started with the peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Because one kid in your room was allergic to peanuts, they took peanut butter out of the schools.
Right.
One kid ruins it for everybody. Well, the same thing is happening right now as the pussification of America continues, as we tell all of our kids, hey, it didn't snow today, but it was really, really cold outside and icy in some areas. Let's just cancel all the schools. And, oh, there's some snow coming, maybe 10, 11, or maybe 1 inch of snow, but we're going to go ahead and cancel school anyway because it's going to be kind of crappy outside. What are we teaching kids? Because when I was growing up, and granted, it was 4 hours north of here, it took a hell of a lot of snow to get school called off. And the one time they called it off before it even snowed, it didn't snow. People were pissed. And it never happened again after that. So I'm concerned about our work ethic in America. Thoughts, quick.
Well, the funny thing about the kids is that they don't realize that they're going to make it up anyway. You know, regardless, it's going to eat into summer. There's talk they're going to kill spring break this year to make up for it. So I'm not as worried about that side because it teaches a lesson that, like, hey, you can enjoy it now, but you're going to be hating it when you're still in school in June.
But you see, when you're in the work industry, you don't have to make it up. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And, you know, don't even get me started about people that stay home because, oh, my head hurts. I've got a headache. You know, if I stayed home from work every day I had a headache, I'd never be at work. Because I always have a freaking headache. Someone's always giving me a headache.
Head that big, you're banging into a lot of stuff.
And it's the nose, actually, but that causes the headache. But anyway, look, I could go on forever about this, but I wanted to clarify. Look, I understand the situation. It was pretty rough yesterday, but it wasn't near as bad as it could have been. And I seriously am worried about how we take this thing and magnify it and make it into something that it really wasn't. When we use words on the TV screen like state of emergency and paralyzed and dangerous and all this. Well, no kidding. It's snow and it's winter time. I mean, thanks for the warning. Snow's coming. But I went to work both days. I mean, and again, no offense. I'm not trying to point the finger at you, but I went to work both days. Why did I go to work? But you know what? There were truck lines shut down. So I can drive my little Honda Pilot to work, but these 18-wheelers can't get around the city.
Well, my car is a tenth the size of yours.
Yours does not count. Yeah, you're no. I totally
it's like a motorcycle
with
four wheels.
I know. Real quick, I had some things brought to my attention last week during the airing of the show, and I really couldn't disagree with it. And we're just going to go ahead and play this clip. It's I don't even know how to describe it. I'm just going to go ahead and play it.
Jackalope Radio and the Brad Westmar Show present Sensitive Things That Jared Said Last Week.
Boy, I completely blew this because I misinterpreted the question.
Afghan is very, very sensitive.
That way you have enough time for yours, so it's not just me.
Please put Jared on the phone.
No one administered the probe.
He is a short beast.
I could be weepy if you want.
I love you.
He's very, very sensitive.
Please be careful with me. I'm sensitive and I'd like to stay that way.
That just makes me think of clowns. It kind of creeps me out.
Ouch.
Please put Jared on the phone.
Aww.
Hold it, Jared. It's dripping.
He is a short beast.
More of that.
And he's very, very sensitive.
I love you.
I could be weepy if you want.
Ouch.
More of that.
Some sensitive things that Jared said last week.
Please be careful with me. I'm sensitive and I'd like to stay that way.
That'll work. That'll do, pig.
You can check out my website. It's sensitivejer.info.
First of all, what was that pig that you said last week? What did that come from?
I don't remember. I'm still...
That'll do, pig, you said.
Oh, that was from the movie Babe.
Okay. Thank you.
You'll see it referenced every now and then.
Okay, thank you. You can use that anytime. I was just wondering what it was from.
You didn't say anything when I said it.
I didn't because, as we've discussed, when you say things that go right over my head, I'm supposed to ignore them. So I did. So
I didn't even know if you heard it. So I just
I heard it definitely, and obviously Jody did too. But this all started from it was noticed quite a bit on Twitter during the show. People were going, my God, that Jared says, aw, quite a bit. And they all started with the, aw. You were saying aw quite a bit last week. I wanted to...
It's not a constant thing, though.
It may have been at least a half a dozen times last week on the show. I mean, I don't know for sure.
But maybe I do it every show. I don't know. Catch me if I do it again this time.
Oh, believe me. You will be caught. Batman's shaking his head over there. But no hard feelings, I hope.
No, not at all.
No.
I'm glad I drove in for this.
I was afraid you wouldn't. Then you wouldn't hear it.
Lesson learned.
It was more for your fans. Clearly, you have fans out there that are paying attention to what you're saying.
Well, I don't know what that's like either.
Which is good. In fact, let's ask President Obama what he thinks about you.
There are white folks, and then there are ignorant motherfuckers like you.
Oh.
Ouch.
There you go.
Ouch, Prezo.
Hey, what do you think about Batman, though, Obama?
Now, you know that guy ain't shit. Sorry ass motherfucker got nothing on me, right? Nothing.
All right. But what about Todd Sheets? What do you think about him?
You ain't my bitch. Buy your own damn fries.
Buy your own damn cream soda. Yeah, exactly. You're welcome on that. Why don't we go ahead and take a break? But we're not done with the show yet, are we? No. Okay, good. Good, because I lose track of time and always forget that we need to get a stopwatch in here or something like that.
I could just sit here and tick. Would you like that?
You probably... No. No. Just say, aw, after every minute for us. Stop it. Let's take that break, Batman, and we will be right back.
This is the best of the Brad Westmar Show.
Plate collectors, this is it.
The Franklin National Mint presents the Celebrity Crime Plate Collection. Pay a one-time fee of $200, and each month you'll receive a beautifully hand-painted plate. Enjoy the rich color and detail of each mugshot. Jack White, R. Kelly, Jennifer Lopez, Halle Berry, Robert Blake, DMX. Enjoy the rich color and detail of the sunken eyes, sweaty forehead, the unshaven face. And that's just the Martha Stewart plate. Michael Jackson, Robert Downey Jr., Diana Ross, Winona Ryder, Hugh Grant, Nick Nolte, Robert Downey Jr., Eddie Murphy, Zsa Zsa Gabor, Axl Rose. You'll receive a different plate each month for as long as you live. Vanilla Ice, Don King, Kobe Bryant, Robert Downey Jr., Robert Downey Jr., Robert Downey Jr.
Now, more of the best of the Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show.
Yeah.
Batman behind the glass, running the controls. Always great to have him here, because if he wasn't here, well, we wouldn't be here. So, Jared, you look like crap tonight. You're squinting at me, and it's driving me insane.
Is that alone? I mean, am I such on the edge of looking like crap that squinting is all it takes for me to look?
Well, wait.
Are there other factors here? Do I look?
No, you look handsome.
Do I look hunched over? Because you said I look like crap, and if squinting is all it takes, then I'm kind of walking a fine line between not crap and crap.
All right. Well, you look like an old man squinting at me. That's all I'm saying.
Maybe it's, I don't know.
I don't know
what it is.
I'm a little worried about you, but just a brief mention, you had a power outage at home, and this morning you had to put your contact lenses in the dark. Is that how
it happened? I had candlelight, but yes, it was might as well have been dark.
And you poked your eye a couple times.
I'm guessing, or something got lodged in there, or maybe it was just the 23 different smells from all the aroma candles around that.
I understand.
You know, something potpourri-esque got in there, and I haven't been able to let it out.
They look a little puffy, too, like you've been, well, because you've been squinting all day. Maybe that's why.
That could be. Yeah, it hasn't been a fun day.
Don't get me wrong, though. You're still a handsome man.
Well, that means a lot.
Had a great time at your Super Bowl party here a couple weeks ago, and we didn't get a chance to talk about it last week on the show.
Right.
I do have one question I want to ask the entire listening audience and you as well. It's kind of a rhetorical question to you. Uh-huh. I'm wondering, after the Super Bowl victory of the Green Bay Packers, if Aaron Rodgers is receiving any back-end money from the NFL.
I don't know. It depends on if there's free parking in the rear.
Like I said, rhetorical question. Right. Didn't need an answer. Really. Oh, I get it. I'm slow.
I know.
When you answered the rhetorical question, it threw me off. Sorry. That was good. That's good. I like that. Not bad. Also, have you ever noticed Troy Polamalu? I'm not sure if Kirk Hammett looks like Troy Polamalu or Troy Polamalu looks. Have you noticed that? And not only do they look alike, but they both talk the same way too. Hi, this is Kirk Hammett, the guitarist of Metallica. Hi, this is Troy Polamalu, the hard hitter of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yes, although I'd be more frightened of angering one of them.
Yeah, and it definitely wouldn't be Kirk Hammett.
No.
In fact, quite honestly, I am pretty sure this room could kick Metallica's ass as a whole.
Yes.
Pretty sure, yeah. Batman thinks so, too.
Perhaps the paper in your hand could do so.
Perhaps. Very much so. But I did have a great time at your Super Bowl party. And the cool thing about it, no offense to Ms. Melissa or David's wife, girlfriend, whatever.
Right. No, yeah. they're right.
I thought so. No women this time.
No.
Except for your daughter, which doesn't count because she's a young lady. So.
Right.
It was nice. It was nice, just four guys. And your friend Steve,
uh-huh.
who I met for the first time last year's Super Bowl party, I've referred to him as the guy with no personality for about 12 months now.
Yes.
Yes. And you've always defended him because you know him well. And you said, you know, he's a great guy. He just takes a little while to warm up to people. And I believed you. And the cool thing was, I got over to your place about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And you guys were playing a game. And it wasn't Monopoly. You know,
no.
It wasn't Operation.
I'm not even sure what it was at that point.
Well, to me, it looked like Dungeons and Dragons.
Well, let's be fair. It was not.
No, it wasn't. But it looked like it. Because I'm not a Dungeons and Dragons player.
No, I'm not either.
No. But Steve looks like he might be.
I don't.
He's, a little bit.
Perhaps.
A little bit.
I won't go down the long, torturous path of explanation. I'll spare you.
I appreciate that. But it was very cool because Jared wanted to get some stuff together and when I got there. So they pulled out a different game, a simpler game for the simple-minded Westmar.
Oh, right.
and yet it really wasn't so simple-minded at first, but he did such a nice job of explaining it and he made it fun. And David was great too. And overall, I really did enjoy myself. It was nice to get to know him a little bit better. And so I heard that he asked maybe that the three of us could triple date sometime.
Hang out again. I mean, he travels quite a bit, but there could be time on a weekend. And the nice thing is it's just kind of a cheap way to hang out.
Yeah.
You know, have a few beers.
And, have a few beers, talk, play a game, do whatever. So, yeah, I mean, I got no problem with that. So that would be a good time down the road. Now, I did pull myself away from it long enough to eat and actually amaze everybody, two gigantic sub sandwiches.
That was impressive work, my friend.
Thank you. I was very hungry. And by the way, the BMs were in the Batcave the next day. Let me tell you.
Yeah. I don't think you were the only one.
I figured probably not. But I think we overall ate less this time than we did the year before, which is fine.
Yeah.
Because it was a little bit easier on the tummy the next morning and that night. So, but one of the things we did, I pulled away from, we started talking about TV shows. And one of the arguments that we had, not really an argument, but I think I had David and Steve on my side, and you were kind of the counterpoint on this whole thing, that Buck Rogers in the 25th Century still holds up to this very day. And just to kind of get in the mode, I really wanted to play this because honestly, I've got the entire series on DVD, and every time I watch an episode, I must watch the intro song and the sequence, and also at the end, listen to the outro as well, because it brings me back to a wonderful time when life was easy as an 8-year-old kid.
Yes.
You know, so
I understand sentimentality.
Yeah. And then, so for me, it's sentimental. And by the way, did you know that Mel Blanc not only did the voice of Tweaky, but he also did the voice on the intro? You can kind of tell that it's Mel Blanc. Office.
The year is 1987, and NASA launches the last of America's deep space probes. In a freak mishap, Ranger 3 and its pilot, Captain William Buck Rogers, are blown out of their trajectory into an orbit which freezes his life support systems and returns Buck Rogers to Earth 500 years later.
And now you see Buck Rogers spinning through space. Look, I'm getting goosebumps just hearing
it. That's kind of sad.
It is pretty scary. I just love this crap. Here we go, Buck. Look at my goosebumps, man.
Wow.
This song is so awesome.
Yeah.
It's great. And then Aaron Gray. Goosebumps there.
Well, that's understandable.
Yeah. And then the big finale. I just love that. Batman, no kidding. Goosebumps. Jared will tell you. I have goosebumps. Did you have something to say?
Yeah, I was going to tell you. I have my Tweaky action figure right on my computer desk at home.
Yeah, why is all this good stuff at home?
Isn't that cool?
Oh, that's awesome, though.
I love that. That's I've got the fighter, you know, deals. And
yeah, that's those. Awesome. Yeah. Okay, Buck. Yeah, I mean, it's just absolutely fabulous. And really, the episodes hold up. My favorite episode is the Space Vampire. You love that one, too. It's awesome. It's very, very awesome. And then, of course, the outro was this nice. And I was trying to tell David about the outro because, of course, your friend David is a guitarist.
Uh-huh.
And as we all are. And that this was what the outro was. I have to watch this, too. And all they're doing is rolling credits and showing outer space.
Oh.
But I love this. Yeah. That's it.
Wow.
Yeah. I love it. I mean, then you went into saying something that I thought, I mean, honestly, with all due respect, was kind of bass-ackward silly. You go, well, I like Battlestar Galactica. Well, it's like the same show. And I love that too, you know?
Maybe it was the characters. I don't know. If we want to get in an argument, like Starbuck, could he beat up Buck Rogers?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. That's a conversation worth having.
That would be interesting. I mean, because Buck Rogers, really, he kicked everybody's ass. Well, he may get his ass kicked the first time.
He got beaten up a few times.
He did. But he often got beaten up by superpowers and things too, sometimes. He'd get thrown up against walls by just people's minds and stuff like that.
Didn't he get turned into a goat once?
I don't remember that episode. Are you serious?
Yes, I'm not joking. He was marooned on some planet, and he ended up growing pointy horns and becoming some weird goat person.
That had to be season 2.
See, that stuff didn't happen to Starbuck.
Well, this is true. And that had to be season 2 where everything went to hell in a handbasket for Buck
Rogers.
Well,
they never explained. Why did they suddenly leave their base, and they have new guys, and they're floating around in a spaceship? And
they just turned it into a pile of crap is what happened. Isn't that not right, Batman? There's only 2 seasons. Yeah, I don't know. I could talk about Buck Rogers forever, but
the feather-headed dude, that was the
Hawk. Yeah.
Oh, good name.
I know.
Were all his people called Hawk?
Well, at least it wasn't Peacock.
Right.
I mean, that'd have been pretty 56% gay with that. But then we somehow got on subject. I have no idea why I brought this up, but I think,
right.
And this is great. And if you can hold the same non-composure that you had during the Super Bowl, this will be funny. Let me set this up. I don't even know why I brought this up. Batman, you'll appreciate this. The TV show Good Times, I didn't research this good enough, but I think the father on the show had a contract dispute during the off seasons. And they said to him, you know what? F you. We're not bringing you back. Mm-hmm. And they killed him off. Maybe it was at the end of the season or something like that. And they were having this dispute. So I think the last episode of one of the seasons, they have him die. And they... God knows it was probably in a street war or something like that.
Who knows,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. The only thing I don't have is the theme music to set this up. But what happened was they showed a shot of the mother, can't remember her name for the life of me, roaming around the kitchen doing some things, just kind of taking care of some stuff. And she finds a rose and she puts it down. And then, well, honestly, let's just go ahead and play it for you because there's not a whole lot of sound right away. And suddenly something sets her off. She's got a bowl or something, a plate, and she throws it down. She's so upset.
Damn, damn, damn!
That's stellar.
I know. It's terrible that we're laughing.
But, you know, it's the way...
You're holding back your laughter. Now, just for you, I've got this available.
Damn, damn, damn.
She is harmonic.
Well, that's the thing that amazed me. She almost sounds like one of those revivalist preachers going into the Lord.
Yes.
Damn.
Damn, damn,
it was, there's a melodic quality to it.
I think so.
Damn, damn, damn.
She just goes up the scale.
Right.
It's beautiful. Make a great Jedi superstar song. I can't stop playing it.
It's kind of addictive, although I will note, no goosebumps.
One more thing I wanted to mention, Jerry, that I thought was important to mention. Big rumors, and I'm not going to go into the spiel, but big rumors, I don't think they've been officially confirmed yet, that Brett Favre is going to be on Dancing with the Stars.
Is there nothing he will not do for attention?
I mean, I tell you what, he is the gift that keeps on giving.
That's... I guess.
You had some initial thoughts that I thought were pretty good. You just couldn't help but put...
Well, I just wondered if another contestant would, you know, intercept his partner and then win the match, and then he'd fall down and grimace clutching his knee. I don't know if... I could see that scenario unfolding. I could see another mincing dancer come in and just snatch his partner away.
I could see that too, yeah. I can also see judges being disqualified for text messages and things like that, or something like that.
Or maybe he might try doing that to influence the...
Yeah.
I don't know enough about the show. Do they have... I'm assuming they have a female judge.
Yeah, I think they do. Yeah.
Some of them are kind of hard to tell gender-wise.
This is true. Hey, you know what we need to do? I forgot. We're on the subject of football and stuff. I forgot. One more thing I want to do, Batman, if you will. I want to call real quick. I want to see if we can get a hold of him. If we can call Roger Goodell. I just want to do this real quick. We've got Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the NFL's phone number. We need to talk to him, or at least leave him a voicemail. Yeah, about it. Go ahead and get him on the horn.
It's ringing.
Okay, great. Come on, Roger. Calling Roger Goodell, commissioner of the NFL. Hey, that rhymed.
He's a hardworking chap.
Yes, he is. He needs to be told right.
The offices of the National Football League.
Hey!
Our offices are presently closed.
Of course.
Our switchboard hours are 8:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. If you know your party's extension, you can dial it at any time.
Oh, no.
For a spell-by-name directory, please press 4.
Can you press 4?
Thank you for calling the National Football League.
No, you can't. Well, there you go.
Spell the last and first name. Then press pound. For Q, press 7.
Can you,
for
can,
Z, press
can you, pr- can you dial two, G-O-O-D-E-L-L or not?
If you would like to try an extension, you may do so now.
I love this. All right, try
it. I did not recognize that as a valid entry.
Come
Hello,
on.
Cisco Unity Messaging System.
Wow.
You know what?
From a touch-tone telephone, you may dial an extension at any time. For a directory of extensions, press 4.
Press 4.
Spell the last and first name. Then press pound. For Q, press 7.
We need to get somebody.
Press 9.
Wow, that's a
enter the next
ridiculously outdated.
To start over or enter your name, star.
This, now we know.
See exactly what's wrong with the Football League.
To start over or enter your name.
Yeah. You know what I feel like? I feel like a bunch of referees trying to sort out a holding penalty right now.
To start over or enter a new name, press star. Enter the next few letters. To start over or enter a new name, press star.
All right.
If you would like to try an extension, you may do so now.
You know what?
Oh, this is how they win.
All right. You know what, Batman? Did you disconnect?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't blame you. That sucked. Instead of trying to get the extension, maybe we can at least get a hold of somebody's voicemail to say, could you please forward this to Roger Goodell? Would be all nice. Right. Let's go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, still got a lot of stuff to do. We'll take a break and we will be right back.
More of the best of the Brad Westmar Show coming up.
Well, hello, America. Regis Philbin here, inviting everyone to tune in to a very special edition of Millionaire. This Tuesday night at 8, 9 Central. You ready for this? Who wants to kill a terrorist millionaire? Watch as we pit representatives from each branch of the U.S. Armed Forces against one another for the privilege of being the first to do the world a big favor and eradicate that piece of crap Osama bin Laden. Will it be the U.S. Army? Navy? Air Force? Coast Guard? Marines? Oh, but hey, by the time bin Laden realizes what's what, one of our U.S. Marine Force recon units will have him by the short and curlies. Oh, yeah. Game over, bin Laden, you coward. Oh, I know. Yalman, do we still have Kathy Lee's number? We'll send her over to sing to you. Her voice can crack rocks. Then you surrender.
Don't miss America's favorite primetime TV game show with a twist.
Who wants to kill a terrorist millionaire? You love it? You love it?
Now, more of the best of the Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show. Here we are, and I'm glad to be back. We discussed it during the break. I'm going to try real quick on my cell phone just to see if I can get a hold of Roger Goodell. We need to talk to him, or at least leave him a voicemail. Hopefully it will ring.
Yep.
Okay. Shut up, lady. R-O-G-E-R.
Yeah.
For God's sake. All right, I give up. That's it. I can't do much about it.
Damn.
Oh, it makes me mad. Okay, well, I probably should have checked that out before we tried to call it, shouldn't I?
Well, but it's a technical thing.
Yeah.
You learn by doing.
You learn by doing. But you only have an hour show. And Brad, you might want to plan ahead next time. But didn't have enough beer this weekend. But I did have enough beer when I was in Denver last week for business. Drug trade show, as usual.
Right. It's a hub up there.
Yes. And I do have one confession to make. I got stuck in the snow. They had a nice little 6-inch snowstorm.
Wow. Really?
And in my good buddy JJ the Pollock's neighborhood, which is in the middle of nowhere, Colorado, his new neighborhood, they don't get plowed. And they have this terrible spot in the neighborhood where the sun doesn't hit and the snow just piles up. But I had this front wheel drive that I was trying to drive to the gym at 7 o'clock in the morning and just immediately got stuck half a block from his house. But there was a nice Hispanic guy who saw me get stuck and he came out and helped me and sent me back to JJ's house.
How did he do that? Did he just point and snap?
He said, yeah, vamanos, he said. So
you.
Yeah. So I went back and long story short, I ended up getting a four-wheel drive to help myself out just in case I got into any more snow jams. But I wanted to confess that I did get stuck. But A, I wasn't driving my normal four-wheel drive, and B, at least I was trying, unlike some people out there in this world. And again, I'm not pointing the finger at you. I'm just saying a lot of people out there that are scared to try, but there are some that should be scared to try because they're really bad at driving in the snow.
Isn't it best for everyone if those people don't go out?
I agree. Yeah, no, I do agree with you in that regard, and unfortunately, every one of them in Denver went out the next 2 days and shouldn't have been out. But that's again different story.
You think they'd know how to deal with it?
You
up
would
there.
Think so, but it was a nightmare for 2 days out there. But anyway, as you know, JJ the Pollock's been a great friend of mine for over 20 years now, and he's married, has a child, has twins on the way. By the way,
lucky
yes.
chap.
He's going to be 40 years old and have like 3 toddlers roaming around, basically. Good luck, buddy.
Damn, anyway, no kidding.
So one thing I wanted to share, he doesn't know about this, but I thought it was a good tale to tell. And I honestly could have brought this to him and his wife Kelly's attention on day two, but I figured that if I did that, it wouldn't be a good story for the show. So I didn't tell him about this at all.
So you were sneaky.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it makes for good radio. So
sure.
Day one, I take a shower, and I felt pretty confident that I had bathed properly. I felt that I had shampooed my hair with shampoo and that I had washed my body with body wash.
Well, I'm okay. trusting you have some experience in this sort of activity.
I do have a little bit of experience, yeah. Yes. Okay. I won't tell you what parts I wash first, but anyway.
Good.
The next day I'm in the shower and I'm actually sharing his one-year-old son's bathroom. Technically, it's his bathroom, okay? Uh-huh. So, you know, I felt confident that I showered properly the first day, but the second day I'm in the shower and I'm washing my hair and I'm looking at all the large bottles of soap and I realized they're all shampoos. And I'm like, I swear that this one was body wash in here, but I'm looking around and, you know, I used to carry body wash and shampoo with me just in case I ran into a situation like that on the road, you know. Well, I didn't have any with me. And I'm looking around in the bathtub and in the shower and all I'm seeing is shampoo. And I'm like, well, what am I supposed to wash the jewels with? What am I supposed to wash the pits with? What am I supposed to wash my body with here, folks?
Yes.
So I look down and all I can see is Charlie, JJ's son's baby wash. And I'm like, well, got to do what you got to do. So I washed my body on day two with baby wash. Now, there is a good thing about it. Of course, they had no scent at all. So I'm washing my body with soap that has no smell. But I got all the manly stuff to put on me to make me smell good, which is great. But I do that. And the best part about it, Jared, no tears.
Oh.
It was great. It was great.
So were you all up in your face with it?
Yeah. Well, I had all my face.
Blowing like, bubbles.
I washed my eyes and I didn't cry at all.
Nice.
It was great. It was
swallow
great.
A few?
Oh, yeah. A little bit just to make sure my mouth, you know, it was great because there's no taste, you know. And so I did it day three. Still no soap. Day four, no soap. Day five, no soap. I just used Charlie's baby wash the entire time I was there. No soap.
You know that it was real baby wash and they didn't just put some sort of eczema cream in there?
To my knowledge. I mean, I still have all my body hair. I have not broken out in a rash.
Okay.
So, That's good. But like I said, the best part was no tears. I was really happy about that. So.
Aww. Yeah, that's nice. That's so heartwarming. You needed one.
You get the awes going again.
You needed it for that.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Afkar is very, very sensitive.
I am to stories of
babies and
of non-tearing up.
Non-tearing, exactly. Now, the other thing that came up that I was mentioning already on the show was percentages. I was really going through this thing that JJ and his wife liked where I was just saying, there's a 75% chance that I might get up tomorrow and work out. And then I'd drink another beer and I'd be like, 42% chance I'm going to get up and work out tomorrow.
Right.
So I feel like doing that more and more on the show. And so I'm trying to give out percentage. By the way, Batman, we're now at a 92% chance that we'll take 3 breaks. You're right. Sorry, 29% chance that we're going to take 3 breaks. I agree with you on that. Now, this brings me to songs to story. Is that what we're going to call it from now on?
For now.
Okay.
Until we come up with something better.
I'm excited about this. Do you have your stuff ready?
I do.
Okay, Batman, you're going to play with this? Can we get your attention? Okay, we're going to play the songs to story thing again. So if you think you know what song it is, you need to write it down. You got your notepad? Is it out here again? No? Okay, he's got it. Great. So if you think you got it, you need to get Jared's attention and show him, and I don't want to look if I don't have it. So I want to kind of play against him and see if we can get him first.
What's an adequate signal here?
He'll raise his hand, and I'll let you know that he thinks he has it.
Right.
Just to let our listeners know, again, and remind them where we're at with this particular thing. Basically, Jared has taken a popular song, if I'm not mistaken.
I think it's a safe way of saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Nothing too obscure.
Right. He's taken a song and he has rewritten the lyrics basically into a story to a point where we may or may not be able to tell what song it is. Now, here you are squinting again trying to read them.
No, it's not a reading thing. It's more I'm staving off the pain.
Okay. All right. So let's go with song number one. Are you ready? I'm ready. Let's go. Go
ahead. All right. Song number one. Beautiful adult female ambulating along the boulevard. Beautiful adult female of the variety with which I would enjoy sharing company.
Oh, God.
Beautiful adult female I don't find your existence possible, as you are not that which is in evidence. No other could ascend to the peak of your physical beauty. Stay your hand, I beg you. Beautiful adult female, will you not offer me your forgiveness? Beautiful adult female, there was no way to avoid visual cognizance. Beautiful adult female.
Okay, Batman, we're going to need to work together on this, because you can tell you can tell that Jared's a writer, you know?
He's the man.
Yeah, he is. Now, let's work together on this, because I don't have a clue, do you?
I have no clue.
I have a few more lines if you want me to keep going.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Then you appear with such beauty as could be humanly possible. Are you condemned to painful solitude just as I? Golly.
Golly.
Beautiful adult female, cease your motion for a moment. Beautiful adult female, engage in conversation for a moment. Beautiful adult female, offer me your upward
turn lips. I think it's Pretty Woman.
Well, I think, there you go. And here's why I think you're right. Because I was going to say, what's another way of saying beautiful adult girl?
Pretty Woman.
Pretty Woman. I think you're right. Let's see if we are right here. Ah, yeah.
Yeah, good job.
Nice work. Let's hear it for a second here. Yeah. Orbison.
Yes.
Yes. Not Van Halen.
No, I prefer to not think of that one as being an example. Pretty
woman, yeah.
Ambulating along the boulevard.
Woman, yeah. Go ahead.
Of which, you know, the variety of which I'd like to meet. Beautiful adult female.
I don't believe you.
No other could ascend to the peak of your physical beauty.
That's nice. God, you are you're deep.
Wordy fool.
Yes, you are a wordy fool, but that's okay.
Most impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah, you pick up the refrain, and you know, if there's a repeating phrase, that would kind of help.
Yeah.
And I may even introduce the chorus so that you know, because that's where the catchy part comes in, and you can make your energy.
But maybe not. We'll
this
see.
One doesn't really have a chorus. It's kind of...
True. This is true. We need to go on to number two.
Okay.
I think we're going to work together on this if we need to. If that's okay with you. Okay. Go ahead, Jared.
Okay. A little more modern song. That's my only hint there.
Okay.
I ring you by the telephone at the midpoint of the sun's absence. Like a member of the family Lampyridae without its bioluminescent organ.
What?
Dare I say, what the hell?
What?
Do you listen to yourself when you talk?
Ignore this part. I had to talk around it. Like a flame-consumed source of illumination, you were present. I was a lox undoer in need of a small amount of rotational motion. So exhausted that slumber escaped my grasp.
Oh, God.
So numerous were the points of knowledge requiring shielding from others' awareness that I couldn't maintain their status as such.
Do you remember when I said that this was probably going to be a good thing for you? I was wrong. I was totally wrong.
It's awesome.
Oh, man, it's awesome. Is there more?
Yeah, it keeps going. Okay. Swore to my being that water would fail to moisten the corner of my eyes.
Oh, Lord.
Yet I failed to maintain fidelity to that oath. It is somewhat apparent that I am beyond anyone's assistance. The depth is too much to overcome, and no exit is available. At this juncture, I have truly led myself into a predicament. Oh. So here's the chorus.
Okay.
So, since you
this
need
is
this,
good.
You
yeah,
might
we need it, yeah.
Dangerously unpredictable locomotive, never returning to its point of origin, incorrect direction on a unidirectional pathway.
Runaway train.
Very
there
good.
You go.
That's awesome. Nice work, man. You're right. Yeah. That's great. I was gonna get it. You're much quicker at it than I am, Batman. I mean, because I knew when you said that.
See, at the midpoint of the sun's absence, like a firefly, a member of the family Lampyridae. Because what other word is there for firefly?
You know, you're right. You're right. Batman, you're a lot quicker. Because like I said, when he started the chorus, I said, I'm going to be able to get this, but I'm going to need a second. But you got it right away.
Yeah.
Good song.
Impressive. Oh, definitely a good song. They're from Minneapolis, as a matter of fact. Soul Asylum and Runaway Train. Very good. Cool. Nice work. Let's go on to number three.
All right. At one point, Thomas labored at the point of major commercial maritime activity. Organized labor initiated a work stoppage, and he's crushed beneath fortune's wheel. It is difficult. Quite difficult. His romantic partner, whose name of Italian origin belies royal lineage, provides timely food service from sun's first rise to its latest setting. She toils on his behalf, acquiring wages and bringing them to their domicile. For Cupid's calling, for Cupid's calling. She asserts that we must maintain possession of that which we have, as it matters little.
Oh, we're halfway there. Oh, we're living on a prayer.
Oh, wow.
Most impressive.
Wow. How did...
Now, what part did you get that on?
All the opening about Johnny used to work on the dock and the chick that was a waitress and all that, you know?
All right, say it again while this intro is playing. Read some of it.
At one point, Thomas labored at the point of major commercial maritime activity. Oh,
I probably should listen to this a little more closely. Okay.
Organized labor initiated a work stoppage, and he's crushed beneath Fortune's wheel. It is difficult, quite difficult.
Wow. That
is it Tommy?
Used to work on Tommy.
Yeah. Yeah. He called him Thomas.
Yes.
Johnny or whatever is what.
Tommy used to work on the
docks. I didn't even get to the chorus. The chorus is pretty funny.
What? Go ahead.
Oh, we have traversed half the distance to our destination, sustaining ourselves on the ritualistic communiques to our deity. Class the point of origin for my manipulative digits, for we will arrive at our destination, this I swear, sustaining ourselves on the ritualistic communiques of our deity.
Oh my God. Honestly, much better you doing this. Much, much better. Because it's much more funny, is it not? I mean, my God.
It's awesome.
Definitely. Oh man, enough Bon Jovi. I know how much you like him. Yeah, I want to lay you down on a bed of roses.
I'm already there. I know you are.
Okay. All right. Number four.
Okay. Okay. Cool. Should it have escaped the confines of your memory for the entire duration of last winter's opposite, you held me in your possession and I did likewise, but banished that from your powers of recollection. Could there be a collection of words that I could compose with sufficient melancholy power to conjure salinated water from your tear ducts? And to each collection of words you composed for my benefit was but a falsehood. Periodic divisions of the annual calendar spin beyond the adoration that you deprived of life. Was your perceived fondness for me limited to the confines of my skull? The sundry items to which you gave audible existence and performed for me appeared to have come with no significant effort. The fondness I believed I had earned through victory, you offer freely. Here's the chorus. Barely audible words passed at the terminal point of untracked public transportation. Tales of evening exploits in the grassy domain outside educational institutions reached my ears. I have discovered unpleasant things about your activities.
All right. You know what?
We're going to have to mail it in.
Do you want to mail it in? Because we got another one to do yet, too.
That's crazy.
Let's listen to the song.
This one was hard.
Okay, let's see here. Oh, it's the Gin Blossoms. Yeah. Found out about you. Whispers at the bus stop. Oh, shame on me for not knowing.
Me too. That's it. We play this on the station all the damn time.
Man, I know. I like the Gin Blossoms, but... Man, I mean...
Should have escaped the confines of your memory.
Very good.
You held me in your possession. Banish it from your powers of recollection.
You are a craftsman. There is no doubt about it. The chorus comes. Now, chorus isn't for another minute, is it?
Yeah, there's one more.
Couple verses.
Quasi verse.
Yeah, that's okay. I don't need to hear it. I know he whispers at the bus stop. Found out about you. Yeah, all right. I should know. I played that on the radio. That was a big hit back in 93, 94.
There were a lot of hits on that record.
But, oh, yeah.
All right.
Go ahead.
Last one.
Yep.
She was a young female of Great Britain's former North American colonies, nurtured on the assurances of others. Yet she failed to avoid considering that notion that perhaps more quantifiable meaning to existence resided in a location different from that in which she currently resided. Sorry, that was a tongue twister.
It's okay.
Post consideration of everything, the terrestrial domain was gigantic, offering plenty a great many locations to which one might sprint. And if it remained necessary for her life to expire in the attempts at this pursuit, there remained one minute oath that she held essential to fulfill. Oh yes, most satisfactory. Do not expend too much effort. Force it to span the entire duration of the sun's absence.
Oh, is that part the chorus?
Yes.
Okay.
She was a young female of Great Britain's former North American colonies.
Great Britain's former North American colonies?
That's the part that's got me down.
What were Britain's former North American colonies?
I don't know. I'm terrible at this crap.
It's us.
Oh, from the U.S.?
Yeah.
All right, I give up.
Well, I'm thinking American Girl by Tom Petty, but I'm maybe way off.
Oh, did he get it?
Yes.
Oh, that's right, because I did hear it. Now that you say that, I remember hearing it now. That's right. God, Batman, I got to tell you. You're
He's
good
on
this.
It.
You're on it. I mean, you really are.
I thought
are.
That at the beginning.
Yeah.
But then
yeah.
I was like, maybe not.
Yeah. Wow, impressive.
I mean, really.
When did he start singing here? We got to post it.
I could have done ooh, 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 ooh.
That's like a long intro, isn't it?
It's kind of long.
Yeah.
Can you skip ahead to a point?
I could, but I probably messed it up. Here we go.
Okay. Nurtured on the assurances of others.
I love the chorus on this song. We're not going to have time to get to it.
Ah, yes, most satisfactory.
Yep. Okay. We got to fade here. We got to fade to black, and we got to go to a break. Nice work, man. I got to tell you, between the two of you, I'm just kind of like the laugher in this whole thing because that's cool. I mean, Batman's smart. He's figuring them out. You're smart. You're a writer. Me, I'm just the dumb host of this show. Nice work, man. Let's go ahead and take another break. And when we come back, I got a couple other things to talk about. We've got a little bit of time. So let's take that break, Batman, and we will be right back.
More of the best of the Brad Westmar Show coming up.
The internet, the new frontier, the way businesses do business. The old ways are out. If you want to stay alive, you can't just keep up with the Joneses. You have to run them down, preferably in an electric car. Today, it's all about the social networking, and nobody understands that better than Big Bear Mountain Resorts. That's why you can follow us on Facebook. Why, we're even on MyFace. In fact, I'm tooting right now, LOL. So you can get up-to-the-minute information on conditions, midweek discounts, and special events at both Snow Summit and Bear Mountain. So come on, follow us on Friendpile. We can play Farm Town. We're Big Bear Mountain Resorts, and we are made of wind.
Now, more of the best of the Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show. We are rocking and rolling. Hey, one thing I want to make sure that I ask before I forget, Batman. Have we received Todd Sheets' movies yet?
They have arrived. However, they're on their way to the studio. I have not gotten to the studio yet.
Okay, so we're getting closer. That's awesome, Jared.
Step closer.
I can't wait. And one of these, Tim McLaws is in, right?
He's in the first one.
Okay. He didn't actually play a main character. He was just a zombie or something. Is that right?
He was a zombie. I think I'm going to make him a main character when I do the remake.
Can I have a part where you like just have the living tar beat out of me?
You know what? I think I'll just have you in the studio here doing your show, and I'll just have zombies attack the hell out of you.
That'd be awesome.
We might be able to better deal with that.
That would be very interesting. Okay, cool. So
the whole
look,
time you'll be complaining that they're messing up your schedule.
Oh, definitely.
Keep it down. Keep it down, guys.
Most definitely. Okay, so we're going to have Batman leave the studio, and we're going to go ahead and play Bush or Batman. These quotes I'm going to read were either said by George W. Bush while he was in office as president, or Batman from the 60s television series. I'm going to read the first one, and then I'll stop, and I'll start the timer, and you'll get 60 seconds to do as many of them as you can, and Batman should kick your ass on this, but we'll...
He better. He was there.
I agree. Let me check the sounder, make sure it's not too loud. I think that's pretty good there. Okay, perfect. Here we go. First one. Whether we bring our enemies to justice or justice to our enemies, justice will be done.
Bush.
That's correct. I solemnly swear by my office that this outrage will not go unavenged.
Bush.
Wrong. What? We've climbed the mighty mountain. I see the valley below, and it's a valley of peace.
Bush.
Correct. We always escape the vicious ensnarements of our enemies. I like to think it's because our hearts are pure.
Batman?
Yeah, that definitely. This nation is freedom's home and freedom's defender.
Bush.
Yep. In the interest of law, order, justice, good fellowship, and the flag, you must convict them to keep our streets safe from evil persons.
Bush.
No, Batman. The Constitution is the cornerstone of our great nation. We must abide by it.
Bush.
Nope. If you can't spend it, money's just a lot of worthless paper, isn't it?
Bush.
No, Batman. Planting a time bomb in a local library is a felony.
Oh, that has to be Batman.
Yep. No time to tarry, lest we forget lives are at stake. The longer we tarry, the more dire the peril.
Oh, that has to be Batman. The way Bush is saying.
That is Batman. Yeah, so, there we go. Time is up. So, speaking of which, let's bring Batman back in. If you go, why don't you go get him real quick if you could. Go ahead. All right. Batman, come on in. There you go. Go under. I love how he has to duck under. He's like 6'4". I'm 6'3", and he makes this thing where you have to like go into a doggy door to get into the Batcave.
It's like those cartoon doors that were like two doors, you know, where they had the upper door and a lower door, except in reverse.
Kind of. In fact, I can see me banging my face into it. Okay, Batman, you got your headphones on over there? Okay.
Now I'm here.
It looks like Jared got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 out of 10 right. There are actually 12 quotes if you get that far, so you need to beat 6. Are you ready?
I am ready.
All right, here we go. Now, I'm going to read the first quote, and you're going to tell me Bush or Batman, and I'll start this timer after I read the first quote. So, here we go. Whether we bring our enemies to justice or justice to our enemies, justice will be done.
Bush.
That's correct. I solemnly swear by my office that this outrage will not go unavenged.
Bush.
Nope, Batman. We've climbed the mighty mountain. I see the valley below, and it's a valley of peace.
Bush.
That's correct. We always escape the vicious ensnarements of our enemies. I like to think it's because our hearts are pure.
Batman.
Yep. This nation is freedom's home and freedom's defender.
Bush.
Yep. In the interest of law, order, justice, good fellowship, and the flag, you must convict them to keep our streets safe from evil persons.
Batman.
Yep. The Constitution is the cornerstone of our great nation. We must abide by it.
Batman.
Yep. If you can't spend it, money's just a lot of worthless paper, isn't it?
Bush.
No, that's Batman. Planting a time bomb in a local library is a felony.
Batman.
Yep. No time to tarry, lest we forget lives are at stake. The longer we tarry, the more dire the peril.
Batman.
Yep. We are bound by ideals that move us beyond our backgrounds, lift us above our interests, and teach us what it means to be citizens.
Bush.
That's correct. Man, you only missed like two. I think it was two. I think you missed two.
There still was a stomping.
You just kind of zoomed right through them. Have you heard those? I mean, because you're kind of...
Nope.
No, not most of them. In fact, are you a little shocked that...
Number two was terrible.
The office. I solemnly swear by my... You got that one wrong.
I don't have an office. Batman does not have an office.
You both got that one wrong.
Yeah.
I can see where that's a little confusing. Okay. Well, you want to talk about confusing? Here's a question. I'm going to let you both answer one at a time. Okay. Bush or Batman? I don't think we should treat our religion lightly, Mr. Gore. Now, I'll let you answer first, Jerry.
See, I got to say, the obvious answer, I've got to go with Batman because the other answer is just too obvious.
Okay. Interesting. Well, what do you think, Batman?
Well, I was going to say Bush until I heard that. Now I'm going to have to say Batman with him. But Bush was my first answer.
Yeah, and you would be wrong with that because it actually is Batman. Apparently, there was a quote in one of the episodes where he spoke to a radio host or something like that. And the guy's name was Gore, was his last name. So Batman actually spoke to a Mr. Gore. Yeah. I think, if I'm not mistaken, we're going to have to close the show here shortly.
Ooh. Pretty close.
Okay, well, if we run long, don't you dare cut anything out I said about you tonight. That's all I'm saying. Don't you cut anything out I say about you on the show.
Oh, mercy.
I know. God love him. God love him. You know, I have something I want to play, and I hope it can be heard over the top of the music here. Because I don't really know, but my daughter had a little something special she wanted to say at the end of the show, too. Because as I said before, I have no problems exploiting my daughter. So, Presley, what do you want to say?
C-U-N-Tulsa.
C-U-N-Tulsa.
Yep.
Yep. No problem exploiting
my daughter. She said torso, which made me...
She's
a
three. Bright. I mean, her enunciation. I mean,
well, I mean, she should have inherited it from you.
Thank you. Hey, there you go. I knew somebody would say it tonight. Very well, Batman. Very well. Hey, I've had a good time tonight. I'm actually, I don't want to say proud, but the Batman Bush thing, I mean, it made sense. That's the kind of stuff I like doing for the show. And to make matters even better, we have Batman here anyway. So, and he did beat you like he should.
Yes.
And he's there wrapping things up for us. Thank you, as always. And I am Brad Westmar saying thank you again for joining us on the Brad Westmar Show. And I believe my little girl Presley has one thing to say here. Presley, go ahead.
C-U-N-Tennessee.
Thank you, honey. Good night.
The best of the Brad Westmar Show is a Jackalope Radio production.